The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
A demoniac who could not speak was brought to Jesus, and when the demon was driven out, the mute man spoke. The crowds were amazed and said, "Nothing like this has ever been seen in Israel." But the Pharisees said, "He drives out demons by the prince of demons." Jesus went around to all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and curing every disease and illness. At the sight of the crowds, his heart was moved with pity for them, because they were troubled and abandoned, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest." The Gospel of the Lord. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. But just a tiny little thought for you once again here today. A lot of you are familiar with the Divine Comedy, right? The long narrative poem, half of us read it in high school. We've heard about it hither and there. The long narrative poem of Dante, the Purgatorio, the Paradiso, and the most famous of all, the Inferno, right? Well, if you know anything about Dante's Inferno, you know that the punishments of hell are ironic. They're always directly related to the sins the people committed while they were alive, right? So if somebody's sin was anger, they'll spend the rest of eternity fighting one another, drowning in the river Styx. For those who tried to find false freedom by betraying those that they loved, people like Cain, people like Judas, false freedom, they spend the rest of eternity locked in ice. But when Dante and his companion Virgil go to the second level of hell, they discover those whose sin in life was lust, who gave in to all their passions instead of using their head, right? And you know what their punishment is for all eternity? They never get any peace. They're blown back and forth by strong winds for all eternity, never being able to rest because they gave in to the winds of their passion while they were alive. And that reminded me of this famous line here from the first reading from the book of the prophet Hosea. They're going to sow the wind and reap the whirlwind. You've heard that before. Sow the wind and you'll reap the whirlwind. What does that mean? Well, that means that all of your actions matter and they all add up. It means that whatever you give your heart's attention to, you'll get more of. Okay? So if you're a gossip, it's going to be even easier for you to gossip later. If you give in to complaint, you will find nothing but fault with everything and everyone. That will become your punishment. If you give in to sloth, it'll be even more difficult for you to get up and be about your duties and your business. That's your punishment. If you give in to anger, you'll be consumed with anger at all times. That'll become your punishment, right? Whatever you give your heart's attention to, you get more of. It's like what St. Augustine said, "My will was perverse and gave birth to sin." Sin became a habit, and habit, not resisted, became necessity. Sow the wind, reap the whirlwind, okay? That's the bad news for the day, okay? Is there good news for the day? You better believe there's good news. There's always good news, ladies and gentlemen, right? There's always good news. The good news is that where sin abounds, grace all the more abounds. Does sin abound in our world today? Yes, maybe more than ever. I haven't been around forever, so I can't tell you for sure, right? But does that mean grace abounds in our world today? Maybe more than ever, ladies and gentlemen. And whereas sin locks you up in chains of your own forging, God always provides along with that a springboard back to him, and it's your sting of conscience. Disgust with yourself, weariness with your own mediocrity always accompanies sin. Because our Lord doesn't want you to become a slave of sin. He wants you to come back to himself. Wherever sin abounds, grace all the more abounds. All we need to do is learn to hear the voice of your Heavenly Father. You know what's interesting? There's one area in which Jesus is absolutely merciless. Christ the Merciful. There's one area in which our Lord is absolutely merciless, and that's this. He mercilessly prunes away all of your faults. He's going to give you no rest until they're all gone, right? We want to learn to hear the voice of that unrest as the voice of God in our consciences drawing us back to himself. Just a little something for you to think about today, okay? We've all sown the wind in one form or another in our lives, and we're all reaping the whirlwind. When that happens, let's learn to hear the voice of our Father calling us back home and never to miss an opportunity at all. It's why I always like to say, if today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Amen.